From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Molly Dove. As a bill to create a statewide prescription drug monitoring program moves through the legislature, St. Louis County's PDMP is expanding its reach. Sebastian Martinez Valdivia reports on the program's new interstate collaboration.
St. Louis County's prescription drug monitoring program is joining PMP Interconnect, a program that allows states to share their PDMP data. In a press release, the county says it is now sharing data with medical providers in Illinois, Kansas, and Oklahoma, with Kentucky and Nebraska expected to join later this year. Kate Donaldson oversees the county PDMP.
So this is really important and helpful for our healthcare providers, especially those on a state border or has a patient population that travels regularly, so that they can look at all of that information together to make those clinical decisions.
St. Louis County created its PDMP in 2017, and the program currently covers 72 jurisdictions across the state. I'm Sebastian Martinez Valdivia, KBIA News, Columbia.
Far from his home in the mountainous Northwest, a golden eagle is being nursed back to health in southeast Missouri. Lindsay Grogene reports.
After being found in Ellington, Missouri, the cliff-dwelling eagle is recovering under the care of John Watkins, who runs Watkins Wildlife Rehabilitation Center in Sedgwickville. He says it's not uncommon for birds to get a little lost, but this is the first time he's cared for a golden eagle in this area.
They decided to give him some antibiotics and force feed him and put him in a cage. And when they put him in there, he just laid on his side with his eyes closed. After about 2 or 3 hours, he was beginning to stand on his own.
The eagle has since regained his strength, and Watkins plans to release him back into the wild within 2 or 3 weeks at Duck Creek Conservation Area. I'm Lindsay Grogene.
According to the Arbor Day Foundation, Columbia's urban trees are one of the best maintained in the country this year. Noah Taborda has more.
Columbia Water and Light was named 2019 Tree Line USA in honor of the city's exemplary work in proper tree planting and trimming techniques. Tree Line USA recognizes utilities for delivering safe electricity while maintaining urban trees. Morgan Long is Columbia's electric service superintendent. He says the honor shows the city's dedication to providing a safe environment.
It's a good feeling to know that we're making a difference, and it's recognized that a utility that operates, you know, on a moderate scale such as us, that can promote good customer service and safe electricity at the same time.
Columbia budgets $2 million annually to regularly trim and maintain trees along power lines. Noah Taborda, KBIA News.
Missouri taxpayers are seeing about $80 less in their 2018 state tax refunds due to a withholding error. Erica Hunzinger reports that one lawmaker believes more could have been done to give people a heads up.
The withholding error, which affects only the amount of the state refund, not the overall taxes owed, has been fixed for months. The state has let people know mostly through social media and on its website. But a special House committee criticized that tactic yesterday, and Democratic Senator Lauren Arthur says it puts the onus too much on taxpayers and not the agency that made the mistake.
The budget for the Missouri Department of Revenue is more than $520 million annually. And to send like a simple postcard to all taxpaying Missourians, I think, is a pretty reasonable ask.
Missouri Budget Director Joel Walters said in yesterday's committee hearing that such a mailing would be difficult because it wouldn't target the people who will have a, quote, hardship. I'm Erica Hunzinger.
Missouri's budget director also noted yesterday that the state's shortfall is not as bad as it was a few weeks ago, dropping from about $500 million to $350 million. I'm Molly Dove, KBIA News, Columbia.